This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. And now here's Gabby Johnson with today's entry.
February 1st, 1779. In his plan to capture Fort Sackville, Lieutenant Colonel George Rogers Clark this day ordered that a large bateau, which is a flat-bottomed boat, be repaired and that provisions be readied for his major military offensive campaign. Clark said that there were plenty of stores, so every man was completely rigged with what he could desire to withstand to coldest weather. Clark added that the weather was wet, but fortunately not cold for the season.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.